So how would you respond to the next pandemic?
Well, I think in my job of working with the children's hospitals across Canada, that I am very proud of how Canada has prepared to date, and know that our hospitals have a lot of plans to take care of everyone. I think to prepare for a future pandemic, it's really important for everyone to work together. So that means everyone in the community doing what's recommended, everyone in healthcare, all of our frontline responders, like paramedics, firefighters, police officers. If we all come together, that will put us in the best chance to respond to future pandemics.
Okay. How are you responding to this pandemic right now?
Oh, thanks for asking, Jack. How I'm responding to it is prioritizing keeping my family safe. So that means self-isolating, being really smart about limiting our exposure to any risk. So we have our groceries delivered to the front porch. We avoid public places. We practice social distancing. And then as well, I found I was getting anxious by watching too much news. So I've limited the amount of news that I watch, and then also focused on taking care of myself during this by having a mental health strategy, which includes exercising every day. I do yoga in the morning and I go for a walk in the afternoons.
And how do you feel?
Well, right now I feel really supported by my family because everyone's really pitching in to help each other, and I feel confident in being safe, and I feel really grateful that we live in Canada, which is just really... which we're fortunate to, because we have a national healthcare system, and that we believe that everyone here is created equal and deserves care. So I feel good, and I feel really healthy because I am exercising every day and eating well and sleeping well too.
Okay. What keeps you sane during this pandemic?
What keeps me sane during this pandemic is limiting the news, exercise, eating well, sleeping well, and staying hydrated. And I have to admit, I also have redeveloped my love of puzzles. So I like my puzzle.
Okay. Hey.